Well, I do firmly believe that I've been given many, many gifts. And if we're open to our gifts and we're open to receive them, we get them in abundance. And when I'm writing, I always light a candle. I always say, Lord, this is your book, write it. I say to the angels to come and help me with it, and they've never let me down. And it's very exhilarating, actually, to feel that inspiration flowing into you. And it's a lovely part of my life. It's like, just, it's very normal to me now. I came to this side of my life through very difficult times. I had terrible back problems for years and years and years. I had problems with my then publisher. A relationship had ended. And so I was literally brought to my knees, as a lot of people are brought to their knees. And we all go through our hard, hard times. But it's the way you deal with them. And I learned that you're never alone, that when you ask for help, it comes to you. And I just wanted to share that part of my life with people who might be reading the book and are having a very difficult time. And there might be a phrase in the book that it just might resonate with them and say, oh, I never thought of it, or I never looked at it like that. And so if it helps somebody, I'm delighted to have written it.
Now, this is your new book, Winter Blessings. It's a marvellous title, isn't it?
Well, it came out of, I was talking out in Holderheadline, Ireland, where I'm an editorial consultant, and I'd been working on the Open Door book of poetry. And I just thought, wouldn't a winter book, a snuggly dip-in winter book, be lovely for Christmas? And all these winter poems kept coming into my head. And then we talked about it, and my editor wanted bits of my own life and reminiscences of my own Christmases. And it developed from there. I got beautiful affirmations, Buddhist affirmations, beautiful quotes, Celtic blessings. And so there's something different on every page.
The other part of your life that you've often spoken about is the whole area of, it comes back, I suppose, basically to religion, but how you've broadened your whole sense of religion.
I just think I've opened to a new dimension in my life, and that, you know, we're all the most beautiful and perfect souls, and we don't see our own beauty, and we forget that we're part of the divine, that we were created by the divine. And all of us, what I love, I really love Ash Wednesday, because Ash Wednesday is the day when everybody is equal. And, you know, nobody is better than anybody else. Nobody is greater or lesser. We're all equal and we're all beautiful. And when you can see that in somebody, I mean, it's very hard to, you can't love everybody and you can't even like everybody. But when you can honour the divinity in somebody, even if they're giving you a very hard time, it sort of takes the pressure off a little bit. It just depends on the way you look at things. And I've read a lot of metaphysical books and spiritual books, and they have made me change my way of thinking and my way. And, you know, I don't look on, I find some religions harsh and unchristian. Jesus was never harsh and unchristian. He's the most beautiful, compassionate being. And we were reared on a God of wrath. And that's long gone from my life.
Now, you have a lovely sentence at the end of your introduction. I'd love you to read it for me. And it's for your readers, how you'd like them to see this book.
Yes, I'd love people, as you read this book, snuggled up cosily on a wintry evening. I hope that all these poems and blessings bring you joy and happy memories, that your heart is warmed, and that love and all good things fill your life. And I'd especially like you to think of the old woman of the road. And if there's any old women who need a prayer out there, say it for them. Oh, to have a little house, to own the heart and stool and all, the heaped up sods against the fire, the pile of turf against the wall. To have a clock with weights and chains and a pendulum swinging up and down, a dresser filled with shining delf, speckled and white and blue and brown. I could be busy all the day, clearing and sweeping hearth and floor, and fixing on their shelf again my white and blue and speckled store. I could be there at night, beside the fire and by myself, sure of a bed and loath to leave the ticking clock and the shining delf. Oh, but I'm weary of mist and dark, and roads where there's never a house or bush, and tired I am of the bog and the road, and the crying wind and the lonesome hush. And I am praying to God on high, and I am praying him night and day, for a little house, a house of my own, out of the wind's and the rain's way.